Lac la Biche. A curling tradition continued on Lac la Biche ice during the November 4th weekend, with the 42nd running of the Lac la Biche Oilman's Bondspiel. This year, 20 teams competed in the event, which dates back to the late 1970s. Although numbers were a little lower than expected, organizers say the event lived up to its history, offering great curling action and even better entertainment. Teams come from all over for the curling and the fun, says Jim Piquette, a Lac la Biche realtor and one of 13 volunteers who make up the most recent group of community members to organize the event. 1985 hat when the event first began, original organizers included founding members of area trucking and industrial companies. It's always nice to be reminded of the ties to the early days of the event, says Piquette, who was recently given a souvenir from a 1985 Oilman's event. You should see the hat someone gave me from Oilman's number 7. It's a red baseball cap, but it's one of those old ones, you know, with the hard material and the thin foam lining. It's fantastic, he said when asked how this year's overall event played out. The curling was good and we had some great prize giveaways at the Saturday night dinner. We had two trips and lots of other things, he said. We gave away the little green quad that was in Marchak's True Value too. We bought it from them and then gave it away. The Oilman's Association has always had that give and take tradition. We bring money in and we spend it locally for prizes, he said, explaining that over the years, the community backing for the weekend of curling has stayed strong. The community support continues to be overwhelming. We sent out just a few texts about a month ago looking for sponsors, and we were 90% done in just a few hours. ABC history with more than 4 decades of history. Piquette says it's not just the sponsors list that sees familiar names, there's also familiar faces returning to play on the ice year after year. Organizers are seeing younger, familiar faces as well. I think we see generations of curling families coming back to us. It's great to see that tradition passed along as well. Names from the 1985 Oilman's winners list where Piquette's new hat originated highlight those common threads. After a battle among 48 teams that year, the second-place rink in the 1985 Oilman's Bondspiel B event was the Dave and Richard's Tire Shop crew of Dave Skakin, Richard Doucet, John Tesselin and David Beniak. This year, Dave Skakin's grandson, Brett Skakin, was part of the B event winning team. The familiar names continue this year as the 2022 C event winners were an entire rink of Beniaks, Ken, Kyle, Brad and Dolan. The Suncor rink from Wandering River won the A event at the 1985 Oilman's. That team was made up of Dwayne Felt, Joe Sticken, Robert Tarrant and Doug Hankinson. The 2022 Oilman's A event winner was also a northern team, the Gerard Hannaford rink from the Fort McMurray Oil Sands Curling Club. Second in the A this year was the Ted's Automotive rink skipped by Matt Blanford, with Corey and Cody Leach and Patrick McIntyre. This year's B event winner was the AccuBuilt Homes team of Kevin Gabriel, Brett Skakin, Carson Tosic and Jerry Webster. Second in the B event was the R&Y Farms team of Greg and Randy Zevola, Wayne Putnam and Harvey Torreson. The 2022 Oilman C event winner was the Beniak Farms rink of Ken, Kyle Brad and Dolan Beniak. Second in the C went to the Swampcats rink of Kyle Leach, Devin Germain, Corey Shukilak and Paul Rogers.